This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
The smell you're getting is sort of vanilla, spice and chocolate and orange. So that's always a good combination,
magical,
isn't it?
It's like a Christmassy kind of
smell.
It is
actually, isn't it? Yeah, well, that's Christmas,
so
isn't it?
So is choux pastry, I imagine this is really footry thing that if I take this recipe and go home, I will make an absolute bags of it.
Right, not if you follow the recipe and use your kitchen skills.
You say that.
No, but you have to. No, you have to be quite precise.
Okay.
I remember making choux pastry, and you have to be precise at the beginning. So in here I've got water and butter, and it just melted that. And then a mixture then of strong flour and plain flour, and mix that in, and then you're making like what's kind of looks like a roux. So over the heat, John. So
okay,
right. So
that's your flour,
that's
and butter and water.
And cook that out a wee bit, you know, just give it. And look, you've got this paste, okay?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so that's what you start, and maybe let that cool down a bit. And then the bit that comes here then is, and I've put in the recipe 2 eggs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now the thing about it is, you might only need an egg and a half. Or you might need 2. And that's the thing about choux pastry. And this is the reason why home economics at school in second year broke me.
Right.
Because I put in, it said 2 eggs. And I thought, well, I put in a bit of, you know, put in 1 egg. And I thought, if I put another egg in, that's going to be too runny. But the teacher was like, it says 2 eggs in a recipe. You've got to follow it. And that was me. I couldn't wait to give it up because you need to use a bit of your instinct.
Okay.
So it's not, don't always go with what's written down. So put 1 egg in and then give it
the whole egg, white
the whole egg, and just mix it in and beat it in. Really give it a good beating. And then what you're looking for is a consistency that you can pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a good workout this as well, you could do it in a mixer, but sure.
So that still sounds kind of sloppy.
It is, but it's getting there. Now,
at what stage then do you think
that's still
all right? That's still that's pipeable. Yeah.
So what I would do at this stage, John, is and then take an egg, crack that.
I was just going to ask how you do half an egg.
Good question, Pamela.
See,
how do you do half an egg?
Pamela,
what is half an egg?
Whisk it up, right? I know.
I'd have tried
that was
to
a
cut
brilliant
the yolk
question.
In half.
Yeah, half a yolk and half a white. There, and then we'll just put a bit in like that, and give that a mix round. And this might take the two. You don't know. So it's like. And you have to give it a really good mix. But you want to get it so that you can pipe it. But if you don't, you know, it's like, so there it's sort of like that stage.
Yeah.
So it's going to take another wee bit. And then just work with it until you get to this nice, like, that it looks like a really good thick.
And that's still warm, that mixture's still warm.
Yeah, but that's okay. If you
keep
moving,
how do you stop it turning into, you know, scrambled eggs?
No, it's a cold egg, it's fine.
All right, okay.
And I would say, look, that there. If you
it's
look
pipeable.
At that now, well, I honestly, at this stage, this one's going to need the whole.
So it's kind of a grey.
It's just about.
Blobby.
So that, yeah, that's what you want. You want mixture. It nice and. That's it now, John. Nice and loose, but you can see you pipe that. Mm-hmm. And whenever I was at school, it was just really runny. And I put it into the piping bag and I thought, you know, and it just went all over the. And it was like biscuits. So you need it to be quite. So that's.
That's the tricky part.
That's that bit.
You need a wee lie down after
I do
that.
Need a wee lie down. Right. And then, so then just pipe it or blob it on. You know, you don't have to be, just as long as they're roughly the same size. And then normally you would bake them, put them in the oven, 180, and it'd take about half an hour. But I've got this thing, it's called crackling. So it's.
Pork?
Nope.
But
that's it's a sweet crackling,
right?
So it's just bits. You just rub in flour, sugar, and a bit of butter, and then roll it out in between parchment paper until it's really thin. Stick that in the freezer, and then cut that out.
Oh, it's like stained glass. It's
cut it out.
Oh,
just when it's frozen.
Uh-huh.
And then while it's still frozen, put that on top of your choux bun. So cut it out to the size, equal size, and then when you bake them. You get this lovely kind of coating, like a like a wee crispy sort of
It looks a wee bit like the tiger bread that you get.
That's it. Yeah.
With that wee coating on top.
Just
okay.
That wee coating, and then just to the filling for this. Now, what I did was zest and juice of an orange, and then some mixed spice, and some sugar. Boil it up until the sugar's dissolved. Dash of cream, and then just melted chocolate. So that's chocolate. and spiced orange in it, and that goes into a ready whipped cream, all of it.
It's really dark looking chocolate.
It is, it's good chocolate, yeah. And then give that a mix together, John, just and maybe let that chill a wee bit.
There's a silence in the studio as everybody's
gonna,
just
I'm going to take this out to the fridge.
Open.
I'm mesmerised.
I'm taking this. That out to the fridge to chill it, and then I'll bring it back in and pipe it at the end, but I've got one already piped, John. So there we are. I'll just hand that over
so that's
to you.
Really come up. Look at the size of that. Mm-hmm. It's like a wee, it's almost like a wee mini burger.
It is, yeah. But you can make smaller ones, but I just sort of thought, you know, we're getting on the side of Christmas.
So can I take a wee bite?
Abs, that's yours.
This is mine.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And is it dark chocolate?
It is dark chocolate. You could use milk chocolate. You could use white chocolate. You could not use chocolate. You could just use spiced orange, you know, cream. Just put the...
That is just beautiful. That's so light.
Isn't it?
Mmm.
But if you... Listen, choux pastry is one of those things that, you know, everybody gets put off by at school, I think.
Yeah.
And look, it's lovely because you can buy it in the shops. But it's never the same. Now, I made those last night, but you know when you make them straight away and let them cool down, and then that lovely sort of, you know, cool pastry, you know, that nice, so it's...
Absolutely anyway. Delicious. I'm going to enjoy that now over the next 27 minutes.
And I've got to go put this out in the fridge and then
And then there'll be one for
in.
Everybody in the audience.
Yes, absolutely.
Happy days.
Yeah.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.